Now you will be listening to a program about a specific illness. And this is because you are starting your journey with this condition together with your parents or guardians. If that's not the case, then you're just interested in this and want to know more about it. In this program, you will be listening to a child or a young person telling us about their specific illness, talking about everything they went through since the first day they were diagnosed up until where they are now. You will also listen to the caregiver talking about the experience and the doctor that was treating the child. So sit back, relax, and listen to what they have to tell us.
Welcome to RX Radio, My Health Journey podcast on rheumatoid arthritis. Take a listen to my story with periarthritis nodosa as I chat with my mom and Professor Chris Scott.
My name is Inga. My surname is Pezisa. I live in Nyanga. I'm 13 years old. I like to do netball and stay with my friends.
Hello, I'm Tombizikona Skweza, Inga's mom. I'm staying in Nyanga East.
I remember my first time when I started to come in hospital. It was on 2015 May. My first daughter was Dr. Ferenge. She was very nice to me and she told me all about the illness that I was suffering from. I was diagnosed by periarthritis nodosa, so my feet were very swollen. So I started from clinic in Nyanga. So they transferred me to Red Cross for better service and better help. So when I first heard about my diagnosis, it was just, I didn't even listen to the doctor. I was just so bored to be there. So I just told him, what are you speaking about? He said that it was by the periarthritis nodosa, is a disease affecting your veins and making your feet swollen. I felt very bad because my feet were very swollen. So when I walked, it was tough for me. So I felt like God has forsaken me or something. So I didn't love life at that time.
I remember Inga was at home. Inga said to me, her feet were swollen. Then I didn't know what's happening. I asked her whether you've fallen down or what's happening to your feet. She said, I didn't fall down. Then I take her to community clinic where I'm staying in Nyanga. They refer us to the Red Cross Hospital. It takes a long time to find Inga, the doctors, what she is sick of. I think about 3 months. Then they diagnosed that Inga is sick of a disease called polyarthritis nodosa. We don't know what is it. They describe it to us that they said that her veins were swollen. And then they said it's going to be in a treatment for a long time. They do many tests, like they do eye tests, they do kidney tests. They also check her nerves that go into the brain. But what I'm happy that they found what Inga is sick of, because at least it was a long time. They said this disease is rare, but it is there.
My name is Chris Scott. I'm a pediatric rheumatologist at the Red Cross Hospital. So polyarthritis nodosa is a mouthful, but it's one of the forms of vasculitis, a condition where blood vessels are inflamed. So the poly means many, arteritis means arteries, and nodosa is a reference to nodules or bumps that people get on their legs when the arteries are inflamed. So polyarthritis nodosa means inflammation in many arteries in all parts of the body that specifically cause lumps on the skin. It is one of the most common forms of vasculitis in children, but having said that, it still remains a fairly rare condition. The inflammation in the blood vessels can be in any part of the body. The usual way that it brings children to medical attention is by causing pain in the skin or in the muscles or joints. Children would see a doctor because of these painful lumps, and that is usually the first sign of polyarthritis nodosa. Unfortunately, the fact that it can affect all the blood vessels in the body means that one has to go looking for other areas that might be involved. And other areas that might be involved are the kidneys, the brain, the nerves, the intestines, and so on, because these blood vessels are spread throughout the body. Inga, for instance, mentioned having scans and so on to check her kidneys and her brain and her abdomen. And that becomes one of the things we have to do to make sure we find all the arteries so that we can treat them before they become a problem and before the organs that are being nourished by these blood vessels become damaged to the point where the organs themselves get damaged.
So my challenges with the condition is I could not walk fast now. So I used to play netball at grade 4, so I stopped it because my feet were swollen, so I couldn't run fast enough, and my knees got tired very quickly. So after taking my medications, I can play sport like I used to. I can run fast enough. I can do everything. The first medication that I started, I don't remember quite clearly. So when I first took my medication, my feet started reducing swelling. So they were back to normal and everything. So I could walk very good now. So the medication that I'm taking right now is azathioprine, Methotrex, Solid, Aspirin. I don't remember the other one. Once a day, I take 2 Monday to Friday. Then on Saturday, I take 8. Then on Sunday, I take 3.
What I can say, by the time she started the treatment, she was looked so funny to me. She's got the big cheeks because she was using prednisone. But now the doctors stop it because they said she is much better now. She cannot take now the prednisone.
So the broad class of medication that we would use are things that we call immunosuppressive drugs. That means that they bring down the body's immune response. And the body's immune response is normally aimed at defending the body against infections. But in the case of vasculitis or polyarteritis nodosa or other conditions that we call rheumatic conditions, the immune system is overactive and is causing inflammation in places where it shouldn't be causing inflammation, in the tissues and in the blood vessels. In the case of polyarteritis nodosa, what we often use is prednisone. Prednisone is a very strong medicine for bringing down the immune system, but unfortunately it has many side effects, and some of those side effects include weight gain and getting round cheeks and wanting to eat a lot of food, and some of those things Inga's mother mentioned when she mentioned the side effects of prednisone. Other medicines that we use to try and bring down the inflammation more without getting all the side effects that we get when we use corticosteroids are things like azathioprine, which we often just call AZA, or methotrexate, which children find a difficult name to pronounce and often just call MTX. So those two medicines are very frequently used. Unfortunately, many of these conditions, and polyarteritis nodosa is one of them, for which we don't have a cure, meaning we can treat the disease, but we can't take it away. We can't give you a medicine that'll take it away forever. Usually, medication is for a very long time, sometimes even lifelong, to control the inflammation and therefore the symptoms. And that allows children to live a normal life and to carry on as usual and to grow up and be able to do all the things that they want to achieve.
So another way that I deal with my condition is just drink a lot of water. So that helps me to calm down and do my stuff. People that supported me is my mom, my father, my little brother, and my whole family and my friends. They supported me by telling me not to give up. This was just another set up for me. So it's just life. So I must learn to live with it.
I always remind Inga not to forget to eat the medication because she is now better. She mustn't forget because she thinks that she is good. The doctor still said she must stay on the treatment. So
the advice I would give to another child in my condition is that just don't give up. Eat your medication every day. Do what the doctor tells you. Eat healthy and drink a lot of water so you can live your life like other children out there.
I can say to the other parents that diagnose that their children have polyarteritis nodosa, it is not the end of the world. Their child can live like the other children. Nothing is different to them. They must just do what doctors told them to do with their children.
Inga and her mother summed up the advice very well. It's important to not lose faith, to keep working hard at just being generally healthy, to keep going for all the things that you want to achieve and to set your goals as high as you would anyway, and to try and live as normal a life as possible. At the same time, you have to be a little bit more careful with certain things. For instance, some of the side effects of medication and the fact that you have to take medication all the time, and some of those effects of having had polyarthritis nodosa might need you to adapt things slightly. But on the whole, the aim is to have a healthy, normal life, with the exception of having to take medication that other children don't have to take, and having to make sure that you take that medication regularly, and to feed back to your doctor if you're having problems with medication or problems with new symptoms, and generally just keep a good relationship with your doctor or your nurse and look after yourself.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this program. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children, situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. Enjoy the rest of your day.